Good morning, listeners. A very warm welcome to all of you, and thank you for tuning into our program, Out and About with Leah and Tim. This is the hour every Tuesday from 9 in the morning till 10, during which we draw your attention to not-for-profit community events being held in the next 2 weeks or so on the Mornington Peninsula or very nearby. Leah Jewell looks after the technical production of the program. She keeps me in order and intersperses my chat with pieces of music. She's chosen those specifically because she likes them a lot. My name is Tim Acton. I'm a retired airline manager living in Mount Eliza, and I endeavour to pass on the event information in an interesting, helpful, and hopefully entertaining way. So please get comfortable, get your refreshments within reach, and I suggest you arm yourself with pen and paper to take down event details, and we'll get started. But not before Leah and I wish anyone having a birthday today, the 24th of October, a really enjoyable and happy day. The 24th of October is an important day for many reasons. It's World Polio Day, the day on which we celebrate victory, or very near victory, in our attempts to wipe out the nasty disease of polio. This was the illness that in the 1940s and 50s and 60s really reached epidemic proportions all over the world, but has now been reduced to less than 30 people anywhere. So that's really, really good. As far as birthdays go, maybe a tip for the Melbourne Cup. Kerryn McAvoy, he's the brilliant Australian jockey, he's got his 37th birthday today. He's already won Melbourne Cup twice in 2000 and 2016. I think he's riding Almadine this year, and it's one of the favourites. So this birthday today might be an omen for our bet. Who else has a birthday today? Well, none other than our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, who was born on the 24th of October, 1954, in Sydney. Now, irrespective of politics and our individual leanings, he does have a really tricky job leading our country. I would presume it's rather thankless. So let's wish him a happy day today and hope he celebrates it in style. So happy birthday to everybody, and I'll pass you over to Leah for her first piece of music. Thanks, Leah.
Hi, Tim, and hi to everybody out there. And happy birthday to all those people, even Malcolm Turnbull. Okay, so the first track we have today is from Helen Shanahan, and this is A Cover Is Blown. That's what the song's called, Cover Is Blown. And we've listened to Helen before in some of our previous shows. Her voice feels like it's made to tell a story. So here's Helen Shanahan.
Thank you, Leah. That was Helen Shanahan. And so on to community events in our area coming up very, very shortly. And I want to start today with a very, very unusual one. It's a performance of Mongolian traditional dances and ballet by a fascinating lady called Amra, A-M-R-A-A. Amra was born in Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia, and following training by a master teacher of the Moscow State Theatre, Amra joined her national dance company and performed in Korea and Japan before coming to live in Australia in 2010. And on the Friday the 3rd of November at Ballura House, which is in Talis Drive, Mornington, Amra will present a concert of Mongolian music and dance, and she's going to be joined by Bukphu, B-U-K-H-U, Ganbuged. My Mongolian pronunciation is shocking, but Bukphu is a throat singer. I don't know if you've ever heard a throat singer. It produces a very unusual melodic sound from within the throat. Well, the two of them are performing together. The concert starts at 1:30 in the afternoon on the 3rd of November, is followed by a scrumptious afternoon tea, and tickets cost $40 each or $30 on concession. Now, I suggest if you'd like to get to that, I think I'm going to go. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Phone Ballura House. You need to ring 5975-2027 for reservations. Be very wise to make a reservation because this is a very unusual but should be a spectacular concert on the 3rd of November. And next, for a complete change of type of event, but most important, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And there's a pink ribbon breakfast being held to raise funds for breast cancer research on being held at Flinders Golf Club, which is found on Bass Street, Flinders, this Thursday, 2 days from now, the 26th of October, starting at 7:30 in the morning. There's going to be an excellent guest speaker, Dr. Joanna Morgan, who's a specialist breast and thyroid surgeon. There'll be a fundraising raffle, silent auction, and a delicious breakfast. Now, the cost is $52 per person, but please bear in mind that $25 of that will be a tax-deductible donation. It's fundraising for a most worthwhile cause. So the event is in 2 days' time, and so please call as soon as possible if you'd like to go to that breakfast, Monica Holland. Monica Holland's phone number is 0419-566-095. That's 0419-566-095 to speak to Monica for that breakfast. Now, the last community event on this program, on this bracket, is also connected with the Breast Cancer Research Month. And I make no apology for that because it's a most important subject. The Mornington Peninsula Volunteer Group of Cancer Council Victoria are holding a concert and a delicious afternoon tea. It's again at Ballura House, which is used a lot for concerts of this type. And it's being held on Thursday the 26th of October. That's 2 days from now. And it starts at 1:30 in the afternoon. The Frankston Ladies Choir will be performing. Tickets for this great cause, $40 each or $35 concession, and bookings are absolutely essential. The phone number again, 5975-2027. Speak to Monique if she's on duty that day. 5975-2027 for the Mornington Peninsula Volunteer Group of Cancer Council Victoria, raising money for an excellent cause, but also a wonderful concert. And then this coming weekend, the 28th and 29th of October, this will be the 39th annual Mount Eliza Art and Design Show. It's being held at Mount Eliza North Primary School, which you'll find in Moseley Drive, Mount Eliza. And this art show will showcase paintings, photography, jewellery, sculptures and design. The show is on this Saturday and Sunday from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Entry is a very small $5, and also it's free for children. However, if you want a more exclusive viewing of the exhibits and the chance to participate in an art auction, to enjoy some local wines and nibbles, listen to good music and enjoy convivial company, I suggest you attend the grand opening gala night of this event. It's being held this Friday, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the school in Moseley Drive. Cost $25 per person, which sounds very, very good value. Again, there are limited numbers, and it's short of time now, so please call Sophie McKinnon. That's Sophie McKinnon, 0423-041-951. 0423-041-951 to get tickets to the gala opening of the art show. Three very, very good, four events, in fact, in that little bracket. And now back to Leah again for some more music.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, I think I'll go to that Tibetan throat singing and that. I've heard it before. It's fantastic. I've heard her before. She's awesome. So our next track is from Morsheba. Morsheba is a trip-hop electronica alternative rock band from Britain from the 90s. And this is Skype singing Friction.
There we go. I think that may well have been called Friction. I had the word Friction in a lot in the song, and I'm told it was the Sky Group. But they may not be together anymore, so who knows? To start our second grouping of community events, I want to take you back to 1980. And that was the year of the formation of the Peninsula Youth Music Society, which was designed to encourage young musicians to learn instruments and to join musical groups. The PYMS, as it's now known, has flourished. Music schools have been held regularly, and several bands and orchestras have been formed from the youngsters. Well, this Sunday, the 29th of October, the Peninsula Youth Music Society will be holding a concert in the Mary Herring Hall at beautiful Toorak College, which is in Old Mornington Road, Mount Eliza. And children ranging in age from 5 to 16 years will be performing most competently and in front of very proud families, I'm figuring. The music should be lovely. Tickets only $15 for adults and all children will be free. Fresh refreshments are included. The concert starting at 2:30 in the afternoon and tickets will be available at the door. So come along, support the youngsters in the beginning of their careers and their hobbies and their love of music, and we'll make that into a really special afternoon, 29th of October, this Sunday. Next, on almost every program of ours, I seem to mention our excellent libraries on the peninsula and the special events they put on for people of all ages. They have a huge range of really good mouthwatering type events for all sorts of people. Well, this week is no exception. And how about these two? At Mornington Library in Vancouver Street, Mornington, tomorrow, that's the 25th of October, from 10 in the morning for 2 hours, there'll be an introductory class into how you could get started to trace your family history. I don't know if you watch that TV program, Who Do You Think You Are? But I find that fascinating. Well, the talk will cover use of online databases, books and internet links to search for information about your ancestors. The course or the workshop is free, but please call Mornington Library to book for tomorrow so they know roughly how many people to expect. The phone number at the Mornington Library, 5950 1820. So get moving because it is tomorrow afternoon and they'll need to know you're coming. And if that's not your cup of tea, how about going along to Hastings Library in High Street, Hastings, next Tuesday? That's a week from today, 31st of October at 2:30 in the afternoon. And there you'll be entertained free of charge by a female vocal quartet called, and I love this name, Hot Flushes. Now, Hot Flushes have been singing together since 2002, my Google tells me, and their first CD was released in 2007. Their concert at Hastings Library will include a wide repertoire of show tunes and popular music from the 1930s to the 1970s. It is absolutely guaranteed to be entertaining and fun-filled. They're a great little group, a great quartet of singers. Lots of fun. So that's next Tuesday, week today, 31st of October, 2:30 in the afternoon, Hastings Library. Again, might as well give the library a call to book your place, 5950 1710. That's 5950 1710 for the lovely quartet next Tuesday. And finally, in this bracket of events, head for Merrick's General Wine Store. Now you'll find that wine store, and I've got to say, excellent restaurant, on the Frankston Flinders Road in Merrick's. And why do I want you to go there? Well, I wanted you to have a look at a series of paintings there, an exhibition called Bushwhacked. Bushwhacked features paintings by two very good artists, Baden Croft and Jess Milne. The paintings reflect on the artist's affection for the natural flora and fauna of the Victorian countryside and the importance of not only appreciating the beauty and variety of the species, but protecting them and their environment. There are some absolutely gorgeous paintings. The ones I thought the birds I thought were particularly beautiful, but there's some, one of a frog. I thought the frog or the toad it might have been was really special too. Now, this art exhibition is open from 8:30 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon daily until the 19th of November. Look, it's well worth the drive to Merrick's. And what I like also is that a percentage of any sales of the artworks goes to Wildlife Victoria, which goes in turn goes on to protecting our very valued environment. So there you are. How's that? Three. Again, very, very, very varied, or is it four? I'm not sure. Maybe four very varied little things to go to, but of interest to different people, I'm sure. Again, time to go back to some music from lovely Leia.
One of my favourite artists is Yasmin Levy, And I'm going to play you one of her songs called Mi Voy, which means I am leaving. She's an Israeli Spanish singer-songwriter of Judo-Spanish music. Yasmin has brought a new interpretation to this genre. This is Mi Voy by Yasmin Levy.
Wow, that was Yasmin Levi or Levy from Israel singing I am leaving. Very plaintive voice and beautiful guitar music. That's what I really loved. Now, you're listening to Out and About with Leah and Tim. This is the program in which we draw your attention to community events on the Mornington Peninsula in the next couple of weeks or so that could be of interest to you. However, the words out and about can also mean trips away from home. So at this time each week, I give a short 6 or 7 minute talk about somewhere overseas, throughout Australia, or just in Victoria that you might enjoy visiting on holiday. Now, amongst the community events I'm telling you about today is one featuring beautiful gardens on the peninsula. So my talk is today is going to be all about two most attractive and well-known places on different sides of the world that have huge appeal to people fond of gardens, of trees, flowers and plants and so on. And I've been to both and believe me, they are certainly worth visiting. I guess both could be described as huge garden centres containing the world's largest greenhouses and several hectares of open-air plant beds. But this is far too simplistic and doesn't do them justice. First of all, there's the Eden Project in Cornwall in England, which is near St. Austell. This Eden Project was created in the early 2000s by a genius called Tim Smit, S-M-I-T. And Tim Smit took over a disused China clay pit, which was 60 metres deep, so very, very deep, and the area of 35 football pitches. And he constructed two huge biodomes. Now, to describe a biodome, I want you to imagine a golf ball cut in half and lying on the ground with its pimply side uppermost, the flat side on the bottom, but massive. The biodomes at Eden Project could take 11 double-decker buses in height if you stack them on top of each other, and you could fit the Tower of London inside each biodome. They're made of transparent foam panels, they're inflated, and they are operated by solar energy, and are really, really amazing. One of the biodomes at Eden Project houses over 2,000 species of tropical plants from all over the world. And the second one features garden blooms and plants from warm temperate areas like the Mediterranean or South Africa or California. Both biodomes also contain well-presented educational features on how products grown in those areas are put to practical use. For example, cork or rubber or citrus fruit that's used in perfume cosmetics, cleaning products and so on. Now, as mentioned, the Eden Project is about 5 kilometres from the town of St. Austell, A-U-S-T-E-L-L, in Cornwall, the most southwestern county in England. To get there from London takes about 6 hours by road, 4 hours by train, or you could fly into a town called Newquay. The Eden Project is extraordinary and highly recommended. Oh, and if you're going to go to visit Eden Project in Cornwall, stretch your holiday out there for 3 or 4 days because Cornwall is a stunningly attractive county, really lovely. But much nearer to us on this side of the world, in Singapore, is a place called Gardens by the Bay Nature Park. 100 hectares of reclaimed land right beside the Marina Reservoir in the city centre of Singapore. It opened in 2012, only 5 years ago, as an outdoor recreation space in a very built-up high-rise city, and it achieves this in spades. Just like the Eden Project, it has large garden areas, all tropical but with different and spectacular layouts, and is very, very beautiful. And it also has two biodomes. The flower dome, concentrating on mild, dry climate vegetation, And the cloud forest biodome concentrates on cool, mostly mountainous areas and includes a huge waterfall. Gardens by the Bay Nature Park is open daily from 5 in the morning until 2 in the morning. That's 21 hours a day. Believe it or not, it's free to enter the grounds, has attractions for people of all ages, including children, and is within 20 minutes taxi ride of every major hotel in Singapore, and over 9 million visitors went to the park last year, including me. Now, I wouldn't call myself an expert of green finger or a gardener, but I absolutely loved those two places, and I highly recommend them to you. And this travel talk leads me nicely, is that called a segue? I think it's a segue, into the next community event coming up on the peninsula very shortly, because it also involves beautiful gardens. The Anglican Parish of Mount Eliza, that's a church, every second year holds a fundraiser for the church and its work in the community. And the fundraiser is called Five Gardeners Gardens Around Mount Eliza. It's being held this weekend, the 28th and 29th of October, so let's hope some really beautiful weather. It is springtime and the five gardens, subject to sunshine, will look absolutely outstanding. They've got great layouts, floral displays, blooms and a huge variety of plants. And the five gardens will be open to the public from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon on this Saturday and Sunday. Apart from the wonderful gardens on display, there will be refreshments, there will be produce, plants and gardening books and equipment for sale and much more. Cost of entry to the gardens will be $7 per garden, so you can just choose one or two, or $30 for all five, but they're not far apart, so you could do all five. Now this is where a pen and paper come in handy today to take down the addresses of each garden. The four in Mount Eliza are at 5 Amesbury Road, that's in Melways 101 K11, 5 Amesbury Road. Two, a lovely home called Willowy, 10 Watts Parade, that's 101 E10. Also one at 1269 Nepean Highway in Mount Eliza, that's map reference 105 D6. And at the wonderful Morning Star Estate in Mount Eliza, 1 Sunnyside Road off Nepean Highway, 105B8. That's the four that are very close together. And the fifth is at 65 Bowes Road, Tyap. You'll find that at map 48, C12. And incidentally, I'll be on car park duty there. So please, if you see someone aging with a yellow sort of bib on, a rotary bib on, come and say hello to me. Inquiries about the whole project, all five gardens, 9775-3301, but it's being held this Saturday, the 28th and 29th of October. With good weather, should be absolutely lovely. So there you are. There's some more events to tickle your fancy. Before I go on, time is on the wing a bit, but I just want to mention a couple of other little ones that might be of interest to you. I'll just do them rather more briefly than I normally do, but I think they're worth being aware of. Saturday, this coming Saturday the 28th, are you thinking of adopting a pet, say particularly a cat or a dog? Well, the Mornington Community Animal Shelter has drop-in sessions, that means you make an appointment and you call in, this Saturday between 10 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. The Community Animal Shelter is on Watts Road. It's the same road that has our tip in it. And if you phone 5950-1000, that's 5950-1000 during weekday business hours, you can make a booking appointment to go to the animal shelter this Saturday, where cats and dogs who would love to become part of your family will be on display to meet you, and it'll be very, very, very hard to resist. Secondly, on Sunday, that's the 29th of October, the Mornington and District Historic Society, that's a mouthful, the Mornington and District Historical Society has an exhibition on show in the Old Post Office Museum. That's that lovely old building just down near the water at the end of Main Street in Mornington. The exhibition is called Cozy Up for Tea, and is a collection of teapots, crockery, teapot cozy covers, and other artifacts used for the traditional cuppers many years ago. That all sounds rather beautiful and sort of nostalgic and reminiscent. That exhibition's open from 1:30 in the afternoon till 4:30 in the afternoon this Sunday. And finally, at McCartan's Primary School, they are holding a community market day this Sunday, the 29th. That's at 97 Bungara Road, Mornington, where the school is, from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Local produce, food and drinks, fruit and vegetables, clothing, art, and all sorts of, or jewellery, I believe, is going to be there. All sorts of things on sale. Lots of fun for the kids. Totally free entry, although keep your hand on your wallet because you will be spending a lot of money there. And you're supporting a very good cause at the school, St. Vincent de Paul. So that one is a great market day at St. McCartan's Primary School in Bungara Road, Mornington. Three quick ones for you. And I think that's enough of me speaking. My voice is getting croaky, so back to Leah for some music, please. Thanks, Leah.
Okay, Tim. The next artist is Jess Cook. He is a Canadian guitarist, composer and producer and combines virtuoso rumba flamingo guitar playing with elements of music styles from all over the world. This is his track called Incantation.
There we go. That's a rather beautiful piece of music. It's almost mournful in a way. Well, I think I've got through all the community announcements for today. We've raced through those. And there's quite a few very varied ones. But so we've got a bit of a time to chat. Leah, you've just come back from Phillip Island, haven't you?
I have. Busy Phillip Island this week with the GP racing.
Were you actually on a motorbike or just watching?
No, I would have loved to, though. There were some amazing motorbikes. I actually didn't go to the show because I was looking after a friend's two cats there, but I walked down to the main street and it was just packed with these amazing bikes. Not only bikes, but big trucks and that, people were taking photos and pop-up shops of all the gear and stuff and lots of people around, but very sort of really very relaxing and not noisy. And
except
that.
You told me the traffic coming back was murder, so there you go.
The traffic, getting off the island this morning was like bedlam.
Oh dear. Well, I spent some of my hard-earned cash on a little bet on the Caulfield Cup. I think this little darling horse is still running, but it was good to watch the race, and an outsider one. How good is that? Fantastic. Also, I got to see a rather unusual film. I'm not sure. I liked it, and I know people who absolutely loved it, but I know people who hated it as well. It's called Final Portrait. Got Geoffrey Rush in a very much a starring role, really almost built for him. It's about an old artist near the ending of his career as an artist, Alberto Giacometti, who in 1964 did a painting of a young chap as his model. And it's really all about that. It's just constant scenes of him painting this chap. Not a lot happens. The acting is good, very good. I found it fascinating as a sort of human interest, watching the personalities come out and also how artists work. So I liked it, but I have a couple of friends who thought it was absolutely dreadful. So I'll leave you to decide that for yourselves. Final Portrait. I would go if I was you. That's about all. I should say, before we close, I want to seek your assistance, please, listeners. The success and usefulness of this program relies heavily on Leah and I obtaining information about upcoming events on the peninsula. So, if you belong to a community group, could you please let the person in charge of publicity know about Out and About with Leah and Tim? So if you're having an event in the group that you're with, the community group, any sort of event, and you need some support from the public, we can get the information from your folk and pass it on in detail on this program. Without that information, we come to grinding halt. Secondly, if you enjoyed this morning's program, please tune in again at the same time in coming weeks. It's 9 till 10 every Tuesday, but also tell your friends about it too, because we're here to try to help draw attention of people who live on the peninsula to what's happening here. But if, however, you didn't like the program, you maybe didn't like its format, sort of music and travel and the events themselves, the content or the way we perform, Or if you have ideas how we could improve or change the program, please let us know. A good program is always movable, you know, always things to be done in anything in life to improve, and we would love to hear from you so that we can do whatever suits you as listeners.
And Tim,
Tim,
haven't we had some good feedback already, though?
Well, have we?
I have.
There you go.
I sit out there out at the admin, and I've had quite a few of the presenters say they've been listening to the show.
And you promise they're not all from your family or anything
no,
else?
No, they're not. And I've heard some other people, emails.
It's nice to be wanted, isn't it?
It is.
Well, if you would like to make contact us with us, for good or bad reasons, you could do it by email. The email address at the radio station is admin@3rpp.com.au. That's admin@3rpp.com.au. You could post us a letter to Peninsula Radio RPP, Post Office Box 2180, Mornington 3931, or you could phone one of our friendly receptionists, 5975-2650. You might even get Leia on the phone, and then you've got to be nice, haven't you? and one last point. This is by way of a disclaimer, so we don't get sued or you don't get furious with us. The information passed on today on this program was sourced very recently, in some cases only yesterday, I promise you. So some of the details might have been changed by the event organisers at extremely short notice without us knowing. We're probably just going off a poster or some written information. So please contact the numbers I've given you if you're interested in going to an event and double check that everything is exactly as I've told you. So that's a good idea. Look, we hope the rest of your week is very enjoyable, whatever you're up to. I hope the weather changes. I nearly died of cold at the weekend because I was on duty at the Mount Eliza Village Market for my Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Mount Eliza. We were on gate duty and it was raining in the morning and freezing cold. But for the sausage sizzle, might well have died. Anyway, let's hope for a really good weekend this weekend, particularly for those gardens that are open. And have a lovely time, keep well, and try and tune in next Tuesday if you've got time. Thanks very much, and it's cheerio from Leia. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And from me, Tim. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.